So let's cover entertaining the evil as we're led by the Spirit today. One of the dangerous things we can do once we reach the level of maturity the Lord has called us is for us to entertain evil. We've been working on ourselves. The Holy Spirit has changed us and taught us many things about the Father and our Lord Christ Jesus. Evil and sin is everywhere. We can't entertain evil anymore. We can't live our lives for sin anymore. Why would we turn back to evil and sin? Why would we start diverting God's word so we can gain some maturity possessions? Why would we take such a chance with the salvation of our soul? We can't turn back to our evil ways. Many have been done so and experienced great fall from where they were with God. We can't entertain evil. See, God set up a marvelous place for mankind to live. So we have our children and our grandchildren will live in a place that God supports and protects. But the Lord warns us about allowing corruption and evil to enter into our lives. Serving things made with our hands more than doing good is seeking God. So let's spend some time understanding how God defines evil so we keep evil far away from our lives and our families. See, the Lord says we must live our lives according to his word. We can't turn to the right or left and think we can escape evil. And this is what happened in the past and is happening today. Judges and priests and religious leaders are perverting God's word in ways and leading God's people into sin. In the past, God said, put these people to death and purge the evil from among you. There are many scriptures that teach us how God sees evil. We must read, listen, and turn away from evil. God says if our children become stubborn and rebellious and do not obey their parents and don't take to discipline, then they should be put to death. You must purge the evil from among us. This is how serious the Lord is about removing evil from us. The Lord says, then others will see and not commit evil so quickly before him. The Lord said, it's evil for a person to be found sleeping with another person's spouse. Both of them should be put to death. Evil must be purged from the nation. Doing evil was not something God was willing to tolerate from those who will call themselves a child of God. I know in today's time, these scriptures seem they're not from a loving and forgiving God. But God created us to become holy, not to be carrying out evil and sin in his sight. He said it is evil for us to wear pride around our neck like a necklace. It is evil for us to clothe ourselves in violence and have a callous heart that is filled with iniquity. The Lord says that evil has no limits. The Lord said it is evil for us to tell lies. See, we must learn to speak the truth to each other, to render sound judgment in our courts. The Lord said it is evil for us to plot against our neighbors and for us to swear falsely against another person. The Lord hates evil. Christ teaches us that we need to learn a simple life lesson so evil don't drag us away. We need to let our yes be yes and our no be no. Anything else come from the evil. The Lord says it is evil for us to love money, for money is the root of all evil. But this is a hard saying because part of many of our faith-based teaching today is based on the love of money. Go with me to 1 Timothy chapter 6, verse 10. We came to be saved, but somewhere along the road we fell in love with money, which caused us to fall into evil. Fall into sin. 1 Timothy chapter 6, verses 10 says, for the love of money is the root of all kinds of evil. Some people, eager for money, have wandered away from the faith and pierced themselves with many griefs. See, God defines evil not only by what we do. The Lord defines evil by every thought we have. It is evil for us so offer a good seat to a person who wears expensive clothes, but offer the worst seat in the church and in our buildings to the poor people. The Lord said it's evil for us to discriminate against one another, having evil thoughts in our hearts. The Lord said it's evil for us to boast about ourselves. He said our tongue is like a source of fire. It's a world of evil among the parts of the body. The evil that comes out of our mouths is what sets the whole course of our life on fire and leads us to hell. The Lord says we can tame every animal, bird, reptile, and creatures of the sea, but we can't tame the evil that is flowing within us. Our tongue, the Lord says, is like a restless evil. With the tongue, we praise the Lord, and with our tongue, we curse others who have been made in God's likeness. Have you ever met someone who seemed to be a good person, only to find out later that that person is full of evil desires and thoughts? See, things change when we really come to know someone, whether they are good or bad. Have you ever met somebody like that? I know I have. We met some people like that. Man, they masqueraded as someone good. They pretended to be someone that was kind and generous. They pretended to be someone that walked in God's word, and then you found out. So we have to know if the people we're trusting in and turning to, do they spend their time entertaining evil or doing good? God taught us about evil when he looked to see whether we have chosen good or chosen evil. When things come against us, are we choosing to do good or do evil? See, the Lord looked and saw the wickedness that had become great in mankind. Every inclination of our thoughts was evil all the time. Wow, Lord. How can we be so bad? How can we be such a person? The Lord was grieved that he made mankind on the earth. His heart was filled with pain. Let's be clear. Regarding the things that make us do evil in the sight of God, I'm going to need you, Lord Jesus, to get through this message today, Lord. Help us. Help me, Lord Jesus. See, Scripture says that evil comes out of our hearts when we have evil thoughts, when we seek sexual morality, when we steal, when we commit adultery, when we murder, when we are greedy, when we have malice in us, when we are deceitful, when there's lewdness in us, when there's envy in us, when we slander others, when there's arrogance in us, and when we seek folly. All these things are what comes out of us, displaying the evil that's in us. Lord Jesus. We've come to know evil. And that is a fact of life. We must now come to know God, turn and do good. We must remember when we are struggling with. We're not fighting against each other. We're fighting against darkness that is raging war. We're fighting against spiritual forces of evil that has the ability to attach itself to us. Therefore, God says you need to learn, and you and I need to understand. We need to put on the full armor of God so we can overcome the evil day. So we're able to stand in the Lord and do good in evil times. Evil's always been present. We don't have to look very far to see it. We don't have to pursue it. All we have to do is flee from evil and desires and pursue God's righteousness. See, evil desire is everywhere. Look at it. Lord Jesus, it's everywhere. It's in us. We must overcome evil. We'll meet in 2 Timothy chapter 2, verses 22. See, the opposite of evil is good. It's not about doing some good sometimes and some evil sometimes. This is about always changing so we'll always have good thoughts. We'll always have a good understanding of what God is asking us to do. We don't seek evil. We don't entertain evil anymore. Lord Jesus, help us. 2 Timothy chapter 2, verses 22 says, flee the evil desires of youth and pursue righteousness, faith, love, and peace, along with those who call on the Lord out of a pure heart. No, it's not God who is tempting us. It's what's on the inside that is causing evil thoughts and desires to be spun up into sinful action and deeds. Lord does not tempt us with evil. All he has to do is take his hand off of us, and we're returned to evil desires that drags us away and back into this world. We have to get real. We can't entertain evil anymore and think we're going to mature in God. We can't harbor envy and selfish ambitions in our hearts any longer. Neither can we boast and deny the truth. Entertain evil is very dangerous to our standing with God. We must grow, we must mature in the Lord, overcoming evil in all its deceitful ways. So we can't entertain evil and cause disorder and discourse in what God is doing. When you and I can't be out here practicing sin. The Apostle James teaches us quite a bit about not entertaining evil. He says we must be careful. We don't know what had happened tomorrow. So us bragging about things in our life and boasting about things in our life is evil. And though we're called by God, even though we worship the Lord, we can't become like Cain, who would not follow the Lord. He belonged to the evil one and carried out murder. The Lord says, why did he kill his brother? Because his actions was evil. His brother's was righteous. We cannot entertain evil. It would turn us from God. We have to recognize that we like to entertain and do evil things in our lives. You and I got to be true about what we do in darkness. We got to be right about what we see. That's the only way we can really overcome evil, is that we are actually truthful about what's inside of us. And Christ teaches us that if we have any evil thoughts in our mind, then we've already committed sin. He teaches that we have to be serious about not entertaining evil to the point we're willing to remove an eye if it causes us to sin. He said it's better to enter into God's kingdom with one eye than have the whole body thrown into hell. We're going to need the Lord's help for us to overcome the evil that's in us. We need to pray. We need to include the prayer Christ taught us so the Father would send a help for our soul. Lord, help us get rid of the evil that's got abound. God, help us to stop entertaining the evil, God, that causes us to fall into sin. Go with me to Matthew chapter 6, verse 9 through 13. When we entertain evil, it produces sin. See, that's a... So many of us struggle with sin because we're trying to not sin, but to not sin, you and I got to understand the evil by which we entertain in our life and our thoughts and our desires. See, if we understand that, then we can overcome sin. But see, we don't examine ourselves close enough to see the evil that's inside of us. Matthew chapter 6, verses 9 through 13 says, "This then is how you should pray. Our Father, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our debt as we also forgive our debtors. And lead us, Lord Jesus, lead us not into temptation, but deliver us, God, from the evil one. Help us, Lord. We pray this prayer. Deliver us from evil, God." Overcome evil, we must be able to recognize the evil and sin it produces. The Apostle Paul teaches us about recognizing evil and sin in us. He said it produced death in him. But through life in Jesus, he's been made good. See, Paul speaks of the struggle with evil and sin. He said, I don't understand what I do. For what I don't want to do, I do. But I hate this what I do. He recognized that he was entertaining evil and sin that was part of his sinful nature. He said, I had the desire to do what is good, but I could not carry it out. See, many of us are standing where Paul stood before he overcame evil and sin. And we think it's impossible for us not to sin, but God has provided a way. We need to cry out to the Lord for help like King David. He said, Lord, let my heart not be drawn to what is evil. Help us, Lord, to take no part in the evil of this world is offering us. We cannot touch, we cannot taste, we cannot handle, we cannot entertain evil anymore, God. Help us, Jesus. We need to grow and mature you, Lord Jesus. We need you to help us, God. We need you to deliver us from evil. We must overcome evil because it is the source of sin. We have to overcome more filthiness because of the evil it produces. We need to humble ourselves and accept God's word that is planted in us and saves us. We must become obedient children of God, no longer conforming to the evil desires we had when we lived in ignorance of God. We cannot entertain evil. We must accept the calling of God for us to become holy. We must keep climbing. We must mature in the Lord. We must overcome evil. We cannot continue to repay evil for evil. We cannot continue to exchange insult for insult. We've been called to inherit blessings from God. We cannot entertain evil anymore, Lord Jesus. It's time out for evil, because in evil is in us, evil in our thoughts and evil in our desires, Lord, it produces sin in us. It separates us from your will, God. We must turn from evil and do good. We must seek peace and pursue it. The eyes of the Lord are on the righteous. His ears are attentive to their prayers, but the face of the Lord against those who do evil. See, we're not, Lord, help us. We cannot continue our spiritual journey with the Lord entertaining evil and carrying out sin before him. This is not the calling. This is not the way. This world is like us walking through a fiery valley that's on fire. Everything that's around us is in flames. It doesn't matter where. Your TV's on fire, your phone, everything's on fire. Lord help us. Even in our government, everything's on fire. You have to see the what you're walking through every day with God. Everything's on fire. Even on your job, you can see things on fire. Evil is everywhere. Sin is everywhere. In our thoughts and our desires, it's in what we do. Sin. Everything entertains us is evil. There's evil everywhere. On our TVs, it comes into our houses, in into our churches, it's everywhere. Evil is right next to us, and many of us entertain it every day. I know, God, I'm hearing you, Lord. I apply this to myself. God, teach me, God. I need to know, God, that I need to stop carrying out evil and stop having evil desires and thoughts in my mind so I don't carry out sin. And you told me, Lord Jesus, you teach us in your word, do not handle, do not taste, do not entertain evil. You and I accept God, the Father, through our Lord Christ Jesus. As our Savior, our sins were forgiven. We come to know God's word and ways through the development of our faith, and we overcome evil one through Christ's help. Now that we're blessed, we cannot entertain evil. Can't lose our footing. Can't lose our footing so easily. It can't be a slippery slope for us, but this is the way we're living today. We who are born of God cannot continue to sin. This is God's word. We cannot continue to entertain evil desires. For the one born of God keeps him safe, and the evil one cannot harm us because we're in Christ Jesus. You and I cannot entertain evil. There is no evil in Christ. There is no sin in Christ. He never sinned while on this earth. He is a holy one of God. And if you and I call ourselves a child of God, we cannot be the kind of person that entertains evil. We know the whole world is under the control of Satan. So we cannot spend our time being entertained by the evil of this world. Christ Jesus came and gave us understanding and set us free by the power of sin and death. We cannot entertain evil. We cannot have evil desires and thoughts in our hearts any longer and call ourselves a child of God. No longer can we entertain evil that produces sin in us. No longer can we imitate that which is evil. We must turn and start imitating what is good. We must imitate Christ Jesus. No evil of this world, not anything that's in this world should be able to entice us to do things that is evil and sinful. You and I must mature. We must overcome. We know everyone who's done good is from God, and everyone who does evil have not seen God or felt his presence. Lord, help me. Evil is everywhere. It's on fire, God. This planet, this world is on fire, God. There's so much evil, God. But you are a helper, Lord God. God, you took time to teach us about evil and sin so we can avoid it and overcome it. Lord Jesus, help us. Lord, you came and destroyed the works of evil and sin so we have a chance to live free in you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Lord, we struggle putting to death all the sin that in our lives because we continue, even as Christians, to have even desires and thoughts that cause us to sin. Lord, help us to uncover every evil desire and thought that we have so we can stop entertaining evil and carrying out sin. The source of every sin that we do is evil. Help us to overcome, Lord. We need to flee the evil sexual morality that we harbor in our minds and our hearts. We need to flee every evil thought we have about taking revenge on somebody. We need to destroy evil desires of greed we have in us. Lord, help us, Lord Jesus. We need every evil desire of discrimination removed from our thoughts so we can serve and worship you in truth, Lord Jesus. Help us, Lord Jesus. Evil is all around us. It's in our homes. It's in our jobs. It's in our government. It's in our churches. It's in us. Evil is flourishing today more than ever, God. We need you, Jesus, to send your spirit, to send your angels to help us, God. We need your word, Lord. We need you to be working and maturing us in faith so we can stop entertaining evil in our lives and stop sinning. Can allow evil desires and thoughts to be the source of our entertainment. So you and I need to pay attention to how we get entertained every day of our lives. How do we go out and try to have fun? Is it evil or is it good? Evil has to be far away from us. It cannot be bound in our minds that we are going to do evil and commit sin. It cannot be the source of our entertainment. Let no evil be spoken of about us, about our walk, about our faith in God. Let us do good and not evil today. God, we ask that you bless and guide us in this area, Lord. So much evil, God. So much evil in this world. It's growing, Lord Jesus. But you said your grace would grow as sin promotes itself and grows in this world, Lord Jesus. Father God, you said you was going to increase your grace. Lord, we need your grace, but we need to get our minds stayed on you, Lord Jesus. It's a fiery furnace we're walking in. Lord, this world's like the when Daniel and went through the fiery furnace. God, this is a fiery furnace we're in. You and I need to understand we need to be just like that. We need to overcome evil. We need to overcome sin and pray to God, cry out to God for help. We need to overcome evil. It's so prevalent in our lives. It's latching on to our children. It's found in our churches. It's in our homes, Lord. So much evil, God. We entertain it every day, Lord. We need you to deliver us from evil, God. Father God, in the name of your Son Christ Jesus, we pray. Lord, we ask that you help us and guide us, God. We ask, Lord, we forgive those who've hurt us and come against us, God, because we need you to forgive us, Lord. We ask you, Lord, to give us our daily bread, God. Deliver us from evil, Lord Jesus. Deliver us from evil, God. Please help us, God. We're in dire need. We love you with all our hearts and soul. Deliver us, God, from evil. Teach us not to sin no more, God. Stop the lies of being preached about it. We can't stop sinning. Lord, you called us to be holy. You teach us about evil and sin. And we need to pay attention, God. Then you send your spirit upon us, God, to help us to overcome. Lord, we can get there. We can mature into you, Lord Jesus. We just got to put all our faith. We got to examine ourselves. We got to understand how we entertain ourselves, God. Guide us, Lord, into your will and your way. Help us to stop entertaining evil and doing sin. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.